Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
Right now in Snowmass, Colorado, the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic is underway. It's an annual adaptive sports event hosted by the Department of Veterans Affairs and Disabled American Veterans. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the event and the impact that it has, retired U.S. Army veteran Major Lisa Maddox. Major, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Suzanne Kendrick, also online with us right now, VA recreational therapist. Suzanne, good morning to you, too.
Again, thank you for having me as well.
Great to have you both. Suzanne, what is adaptive sports, and how does it benefit our veterans?
Adaptive sports are athletic activities that are modified to allow participation by individuals with disabilities or physical limitations, promoting inclusivity, health, and social engagement. At this event and many of the national events, I see that there's this special kind of organic thing that happens when you bring our veterans together. They have the opportunity to develop relationships, share experiences. They challenge each other. They rely on each other and support each other emotionally and physically. And to your second question, VA offers a wide variety of adaptive recreation and sport opportunities, from gardening and fishing to some of the most competitive sports like downhill skiing and cross-country skiing that our veterans are participating in here at the Winter Sports Clinic, and everything else in between. In addition to that, there are six national VA special events and adaptive grant programs that veterans can participate in. And like you can imagine, participation is individualized, and so and also somewhat regional. So for people who live in like San Diego or someplace like that, surfing might be more available, where in the New England states, skiing might be more available. And as VA staff, we rely on our community partners, such as the DAV, to further develop our skills, the skills that our veterans are introduced to within our programs.
Lisa, how did you find out about the VA's adaptive sports programs?
When I was in my residency program in Washington, D.C., I went in for a prosthetic fitting, and while I was there, the National Veterans Wheelchair Games was mentioned to be, which I had never heard of. And so I ended up going to that event with the Washington, D.C. team, and it was a transformative experience. Just getting to see all the other veterans that don't physically look like they would be able to do what they can do, do amazing things. And it was just, it was a life-changing experience for me.
The Winter Sports Clinic is going on at Snowmass. Lisa, what has that experience been like for you?
It's been awesome. I skied before my amputation, and so I really had been looking for an opportunity to get back up on the slopes. And so when I heard about it and one of my good friends, a fellow veteran, told me, you have to go, it wasn't a hard sell for him. So I came and I loved it. I saw some of the veterans that I know from other clinics and other events, and just seeing all of them, it's like a homecoming or a family reunion, if you will. And just getting on the mountain and being outside in the fresh air and moving fast and seeing other people that are very disabled, have significant impairments, out on the mountain and doing things is inspiring to all the rest of us.
That is so cool. Suzanne, how can people get involved if the public wants to get involved in supporting this cause?
So specifically as it relates to this event, if you go to the website, wintersportsclinic.org, there are tabs there where you can either donate monetarily or look for opportunities to volunteer face-to-face. And also all of the VA's national events rely on community for the success of each program. And in Detroit this summer, it will be the National Veterans Wheelchair Games. That will be the 8th of July through the 15th. So if there are people in the Detroit area who are interested, we need volunteers, and we'd love to have you there.
That is so cool. Lisa, what do you tell other veterans who might be thinking about participating in the Winter Sports Clinic or any of the VA's programs?
You have to come. You have to come to at least one, because these events help get veterans who may be struggling from a myriad of issues to get off the couch and get engaged in life again. And so just having been in the military, we, again, have a common bond that others don't have. And getting out and doing something may be the thing that saves a life. So I encourage everyone to come at least once to experience it and see what it's like. And in general, people almost always come back more than once.
What a great variety of adaptive sports and therapeutic programs. Suzanne, where can vets go to learn more about these VA programs?
All right. Veterans who are already enrolled within VA system can request a referral from their primary care provider to Recreation Therapy Services, or they could Google VA adapted sports, and right there are all the six national special events in addition to the grant recipient programs that are listed there. And like I said earlier, the VA grant program offers opportunities for adaptive recreation, sport, and equestrian events all throughout the nation, so they're a little bit more localized and with the idea of promoting independence and well-being.
Suzanne and Lisa, thanks to both of you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Too.
Hopefully we'll see you in Detroit.
That would be awesome. Sounds good. Thanks.
All
bye-bye.
Right, thanks. Thank you.